He's watching you. God is watching you. His eyes will search throughout this world.
Behind me, find me faithful. May the fire of my devotion light their way. May the footprints that I leave lead them to believe, and the life I live inspire them to obey.
Before your very eyes, his wonders to perform. Just through the world, the one that he can trust.
Welcome to The Journey with Annie Meadows. Honest, thought-provoking, The Journey is a half-hour program airing every week. Listen as Annie shares from her heart and life experiences with the belief that you can be free, you can be better, and you can take courage. For questions, comments, or prayer needs, you may contact us here at Faith Runner Incorporated by calling us at 702-277-1911 or visit our websites, faithrunner.org, where you will discover more of Annie's testimony, her music, and updates on prophecy. Or go to AnnieMeadows.com to join the adventure and discover Annie Meadows, the author. Let's join Annie as she brings her message to you today.
Thank you, Pastor Mike. Welcome indeed to The Journey. It is good to be back. Thank you for your patience with me as I was out on the road much this summer, bringing the light of Christ to a lost world. And I hope you enjoyed the pre-taped programs that I was able to present. And also Mr. Dale Davison, who I highly respect and have known for a good length of time. Dale and I actually like to say since the Civil War, both personally and in ministry, we've known each other. I know that Dale's presentation was a strong one and also sensitive. But as Pastor Mike and I have stated over and over from the beginning, The Journey will be an honest program sharing some sensitive subjects from time to time. Before I go any further, while it's on my mind, I really want to shout out a thank you to a wonderful woman named Joan, who resides in the very far north of Scotland, up on the North Sea. I stayed there in 2012, actually, with Joan and her husband in Shepherd's Cottage, built in the early 1700s, a very remote area. It's like being in a fairy tale. And Joan is lovely, and her home is lovely and so green around there. Joan wrote me, surprised me, because I hadn't heard from Joan for a long time. I stayed with them briefly during the Relentless tour when I was going through the United Kingdom. Joan wrote me and said, "Since August of 2013, I have listened to your weekly broadcast from your archives on faithrunner.org. That was so encouraging to me. Joan goes on to say, "I am frequently challenged and blessed by your message." So Joan, hello all the way in the north of Scotland. I know you'll be listening to this on the archives this week, and I sure appreciate you, sweetheart. I really do. Today's program is entitled Plain and Simple, and that's exactly what I will share. Common sense, plain and simple. Now, I was blessed, very blessed, to have a loving earthly father who was not only extremely wise, but my father was chocked full of common sense. I called him Daddy, like all the Southern girls do, and I longed to see him again one day when I finally reach my real home, heaven. The greatest gift, or legacy, I might say, that my daddy imparted to me was wisdom and simple, pure common sense. In these years of ministry, many of you know Faith Runner Ministries, ECM Records, Annie and the testimony and the music and all of that. In these years of ministry, I have been so richly blessed to be mentored by men other than God, of course, but God is my number one mentor, but I have been mentored by men that God has placed in my life, as well as a handful of profound women. You know, personally, my first and foremost mentor would be my husband, Peter, okay? Secondly would be my hometown pastor, Reverend Larry Potts. Two men that God placed in my life that made a major difference. Reverend Potts planted seeds in me as a little girl that were to bloom one day, as many of you know. And my husband, Peter, met me when I was a runaway and actually led me to the Lord over a period of time. But I want to name just a few of them to you. I'm in the habit of doing this. Pastor Vic Caruso at Trinity Life Center really was a springboard for Faith Runner. Pastor Pete Wells at Center Cross, he since has gone home to be with the Lord. He was a great counselor to me in ministry. Pastor Bear at North Coast Calvary Chapel in California, he is also home with the Lord now, and Pastor Bear always spoke it like it was to me. Pastor Rick at Calvary Chapel, Central Oahu in Hawaii, has always led and directed me in a good way. And Pastor Bill Burnett at New Life Chapel in Hesperia, California, has greatly spoken to my life. As these men, they've disciplined me, they've praised me, they've encouraged me, they've taught me, and they've sent me out. And I can rightly state that my radio mentors would be Fred Hodges at KKVV Radio in Las Vegas and my incredible producer, Ed Knudsen. Now, also teaching mentors. You know, some of us don't sit with people. Rich Mullins, I would say, was a mentor. I got to spend time with Rich, but also through his just listening to his music and his teachings. But there are mentors who teach us. You know, through the radio, for example, maybe I'm somebody's mentor out there the day, and I would love to hear that if I am. But I have teaching mentors such as Selwyn Hughes, an incredible Welsh gentleman who went home to be with the Lord in 2006, and I study under his teachings, and it has changed my life. Reverend Charles Stanley, for sure. Pastor Michael Youssef, definitely. Elizabeth Elliott, very much so, and highly been taught by Miss K. Author. Now, could any of you name those who have mentored you in your life or maybe your ministry? Maybe one of these people have taught you and you are where you are today because of that. You know, let me add a side note too. The enemy of our souls he's done just about everything to attempt to stop this ministry, personally, me. Even at birth, when I struggled for my first breath, I was a stillborn baby, born dead, no air, feet first, I might add, and I'm a living miracle. And, you know, as I look back on that now, and my family shared that with me after I was grown, I just have an inkling that the enemy was trying to knock me off right away because he doesn't like it when I wake up in the morning. Because I begin my day with God, and he's a part of everything during the day, and I end my day with God, and I spend as much time as I can ministering to people. And when it comes down to the bottom line, I always go to the Word of God first. You know, just read the Proverbs, for example, and you'll see wisdom and common sense coming out of your ears. And that's just one example of the Word of God. Allow me to quote Pastor Michael Youssef, who I just mentioned a few minutes ago, when he speaks of Abraham, you know, the patriarch Abraham, you know, the Bible Abraham, and his faith in following God's Word. That's what Abraham was known for, his faith. Michael writes this, "In those days, Abraham did not have a Bible. He did not have a small group or a discipleship program. He did not have a church. He did not have a preacher. All he had was the word of the Almighty God. Pastor Michael Youssef goes on to say this: we are to take him at his word, even when our circumstances tell us otherwise. In case that one went right over your head, maybe you're driving, there's a red light, whatever. Hopefully you didn't run that red light, but here that is again. We are to take him, meaning God, at his word, even when our circumstances tell us otherwise. The Journey, my friends, let me say this, is not a political program. However, it is a program designed and led by the Holy Spirit, period, to share subjects that are important to our growth, and sometimes they're sensitive issues as they pertain to the times we are living in. Basically, plain and simple. Now, if God puts it on my heart to share or have a program presented by somebody else that helps, it enlightens, it encourages, it informs, and at the same time brings light to God's laws and commands, and it brings glory to God, then I have to follow that lead, just like Daniel, also in God's word, who refused to bow. And oh my gosh, listen to this and be blown away like I was. As I was preparing for this very program, a verse for the day popped up on my computer. And this is what it was. Listen to this. It comes from Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20 and 21. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. That was really as though God were speaking to me, my friends. Wow, can you believe that? You just witnessed direct confirmation from God, along with me, that he did indeed ordain this program today. And I love when that happens. I mean, seriously, God cannot be any more plain and simple. You know, in my daily devotions yesterday morning, I read in the book of Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19, concerning when Jesus called those that he wanted and those he appointed. And the Word of God uses those words. Jesus called the people that he wanted. This sounds good, doesn't it? Don't we all want Jesus to want us to be his disciple? And those that he appointed. And I'm going to read that to you. It's Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. So just sit back and listen to this. And he, meaning Jesus, went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. And they came to him. Then he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. Now Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the names Sons of Thunder. And then there was Andrew, there was Peter, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Thaddeus, and Thaddeus was one of the disciples, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Imagine that. Jesus, God himself, even called, because he wanted him, and appointed Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray him. Note this, my friends. God can and God will use anyone he chooses at any time to fulfill his will. Just read the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, God uses and appoints things and people that shock us. Seriously, my friends, read the Word of God. And I'm going to say that one more time. Note this. God can and God will use anyone He chooses at any time to fulfill His will. I mean, my gosh, He used me, all right? I was a practicing witch. I was deeply involved in an occultic lifestyle. As we near Halloween, I kind of become the flavor of the month. I do a lot of speaking engagements and concerts because of my testimony, because God uses me, and people want to see that. They want to see the witch that got saved. And excuse me, that was several years ago. And I pray that you don't hold that against me, because God doesn't. Because God can use anyone and anything at any time to fulfill His will. And allow me to continue in this line of thought. God called Matthew the tax collector. Okay? I love the little daily bread devotion. I do many devotions, but the little daily bread devotion, sometimes it's just filled with little antidotes and information that really teach. And this is what I read in my daily bread, information on this man, Matthew. It says, Matthew collected taxes for Rome, and therefore, in the eyes of his fellow Jews, he collaborated with the enemy. Tax collectors were despised for their corrupt practices and for requiring the Jewish people to give money to an authority other than God. Matthew was not liked, okay? He did not have the profession of choice for that time. Well, as a matter of fact, most tax collectors right now don't have the job of choice for this time. But note that Jesus also called not only Matthew, the tax collector, but He also called Simon the Zealot. How would you like to have that name? And the Bible even lists His name that way. It says Simon the Zealot. I just pray that someday, if God were to write another book, for example, that it wouldn't say Annie the Witch, okay? I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But here it says Simon the Zealot, okay? Now, the Bible, the Daily Bread, actually, devotional, provides this information on Simon the Zealot. It says, before Jesus' call, Simon the Zealot was devoted to a group of Jewish nationalists who hated Rome and sought to overturn it, often through aggressive and violent means. My gosh, that kind of sounds like some of the people today, you know, that are trying to overturn by aggressive and violent means something that's just downright not good, my friends. Now, in common sense terms, hey, even in terms of the Christian faith, why in the world would Jesus, who, remember, is God, choose to call and appoint such men as this? You have certainly heard this list that I'm preparing to read to you now. It's been circulated. And if you have not heard this next little bit I'm going to read you, allow me to read it to you. I really find this very interesting. Sometimes, do you ever wonder why God called you to do something for Him? There are many reasons why God shouldn't have called you, or me, or anyone else for that matter. But God doesn't wait until we are perfect to call us. Think of all those that God used. I'm talking about the Bible now. You're in good company if you think you aren't ready for God to use you. Because Abraham lied. Sarah laughed at God's promises. You've probably heard this before. Isn't this good? Moses stuttered. David's armor didn't fit. John Mark was rejected by Paul. Timothy had ulcers. Hosea's wife was a prostitute. Amos, his only training was in the school of fig tree pruning. Jacob was a liar. David had an affair and was a murderer. Think about that, King David. Solomon was too rich. Jesus was too poor. Abraham was too old. And David was too young. Peter was afraid of death. Lazarus was dead. John was self-righteous. Naomi was a widow. Paul was also a murderer, Apostle Paul. So was Moses. Jonah ran from God. I've done that a few times in my lifetime. Miriam was a gossip. Gideon and Thomas both doubted. Jeremiah was depressed and suicidal. And Elijah, well, he was plain burned out. John the Baptist was a loudmouth. Martha was a worrywart. And Mary, well, she may have been fairly lazy. Samson had long hair, and Noah got drunk. Now, did I mention that Moses had a short fuse? So did Peter. He had a short fuse. So did Paul. Remember when Peter sliced the ear off? Short fuse, my friend. Jesus even had to call him on that one. Lots of folks have a short fuse, but it doesn't disqualify you for use by God, obviously. But God doesn't hire and fire like most bosses because he's more like our dad than a boss. He doesn't look at financial gain or loss. He's not prejudiced or partial, nor sassy or brassy, nor deaf to our cry. He's not blind to our faults. His gifts to us are free. We could do wonderful things for others and still not be wonderful ourselves. Now, Satan says, you're not worthy. Jesus says, so what? I am. Satan looks back and sees our mistakes. Let me say that one again. Satan looks back and sees our mistakes. And might I add, he accuses us. But God looks back and sees the cross. Plain and simple, he is God and we are not. And one of my most encouraging verses in the Bible, the one that gives me courage and allows me to believe that God does have a plan, and it does not always, well, actually rarely, does it make common sense to me. Plain and simple, it is this. We find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27a. That's the first part of chapter 1, 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27a. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. My friends, there is no biblical basis to explain the things of God, for he himself makes this statement in Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now that is plain and simple as it gets. I will not accept the teaching of Gnosticism, which promotes the idea that matter is evil and spirit is good, and I certainly will not embrace legalism. It has been said that legalism is placating God by following a set of rules for behavior. God died for all, and all are redeemable in the eyes of God. The great missionary George Mueller was asked one day to share what he considered to be the power behind his ministry, and he surprised his questioner by speaking of his secret death. There was a day, he said, when I died, utterly died. And as he spoke, he bent lower until he almost touched the floor. Then he continued, I died to George Mueller. His opinions, his preferences, his taste, his will. He died to the world, its approval, its censor. Died to the approval or blame even of my brethren or friends. And since then, I have studied only to show myself approved by God. So, I wish I were perfect, serving God, and even hearing from God are my top priorities in life. But I will continue to contend for the faith. And that, my friends, is plain and simple common sense and wisdom. And at the same time, not having a clue of what God is doing much of the time. One day, Jesus asked me to follow, and I did.
We hope Annie has given you something to think about today. and the encouragement you need to continue on your journey. It is Annie's desire that you are spurred on to good works and that you strive for a higher calling. Your donations are greatly needed to keep this program on the air. You can give via PayPal at our secure website or by checks written to ECM. All donations go directly to the radio stations that air The Journey and are tax deductible. Again, our phone number is 702-277-1911. That's 702-277-1911. Join Annie again next week on The Journey. And may God bless you. Bless you. Bless you.